Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Today, Lauren Spears' mother expressed frustration that only one of her friends has come forward with any information about her daughter's disappearance, this prompting the family of the missing IU student to set up a post office box to receive anonymous tips about the case. Charlene Spears says they want to protect people who may be reluctant to come forward with information. The 20-year-old has now been missing for almost 3 weeks. Superintendent Tony Bennett says Indiana schools need to create a culture of success in the push for a statewide graduation rate of 90%. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Bennett honored 12 schools at the State House Wednesday that showed the greatest improvement in graduation rate. The schools were awarded either $20,000 or $10,000, depending on their size. Bennett says he's requiring each school to submit a report on how they raised their graduation rates. He wants to develop those ideas into a plan to help schools statewide improve.
They engage parents, they engage students, and they refuse to believe that students should fail and or leave high school.
Bennett says imprinting that culture of success is a key part to improving student performance. A portion of the monetary awards handed out Wednesday go to the principal and the school corporation. The rest is left up to the individual schools to use how they see fit. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
A judge will not dismiss murder and attempted feticide charges against an Indianapolis woman who ate rat poison while she was 8 months pregnant. Bebe Shue gave birth prematurely and her baby died 3 days later. Her lawyer says the woman was trying to commit suicide, not murder. Right now, 81 degrees. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News.